heard it. I was just following up on a finance offer we had two and a half weeks ago. I'm not sure if you saw it. I just wanted to reach out with a phone call. We're kind of busy thinking. It looks like based on some financing we did in the past with GE, you were pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital. I believe it was up to $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you, see if you have
come. Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Mark?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. Just wanted to touch base with you. I received your email with the tax return and the bank statements. You mentioned that you were faxing over the application. I never received it.
Wait a minute. You said you received it, but now you say you haven't?
No. I received your email. I received the email with the bank statements and the tax return. The application, however, I think in the email you mentioned that you were going to be faxing it, but I never received it.
Oh, well, let me double check on that and see what happened. I have two all-in-ones, believe it or not, just for this reason, because when one doesn't work, the other one does, and vice versa. And they're only a couple of years old, and in electronics, I just don't trust any of them. So let me, I just left the office, so that's why you're catching me on a cell phone.
Gotcha. I had reached out to you this morning. I guess you weren't in at that time, but yeah, I didn't forget about you or anything. I wasn't sure if I was still going to be waiting for it or.
No, it was sent to you. I won't be back in the office until in the morning.
Okay, not a problem. Do you want me to give you a call in the morning, or?
You can do that, yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. What time zone are you in?
I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
well,
it's 3:15 for me right now.
So we're 3 hours difference, time, so.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me as soon as you get in, because if you get in at 7, it'll be 10 o'clock my time. If you get in at 8, it'll be 11 o'clock my time. So.
Yeah, I usually come in around like 6:30, so 9:30 your time. So, okay, well, I'll touch base with you when I get in. Do you want me to call your work line or your cell line here?
No, because you see, when I'm in the office, my cell phone doesn't work.
Okay, don't get reception.
If you're within 10 miles of my office, cell phone doesn't work, and my office manager, Jen, just got a new Android that's supposed to be better than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work nearly as good as her old phone does. She's really mad about it. She just spent a lot of money on it. And I said, you know, talk is cheap. You know, it's what worked. That so
I can definitely relate.
It's still frustrating. We've been dealing with this for decades, but
oh man, you need to update those cell phone towers in your area, I suppose.
I can see the tower from here, but they got it shielded. There's some, and that's really.
Oh man.
Space or airspace or something, and he's on his. And he has not gave up anything since 1990. Nothing has changed. So it's shielded right at the county line, and it's a hit or miss. I can receive texts, but I can't text out. You know, it's like,
oh man, what a pain.
It is nowadays. I mean, back in 90, 91, 92, no one had cell phones except me. You know, I had a cell phone, and I was ahead of my competition. Competition goes, well, cell phone must be expensive. I says, yeah, man, you don't want one because they're really expensive. So, you know, I probably did $100,000 extra a year worth of work just because the first one that answers the phone gets the job, especially these services. And my competition wouldn't answer the phone until they got home and listened to their answer machine at 6 o'clock at night. You know, by then, the job signed because I answered the phone at noon when they called. You know, so.
It's awesome you had that competitive advantage.
Yeah, I did for a couple of, you know, 15, 20 years. Now, every 8 years, I got a cell phone, and that's their biggest. That's their biggest customer is teenage girls, young girls.
Isn't that crazy?
Biggest, customer. Well, you know, women like to talk, you know, women talk a lot more than men do, you know, and I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, walk into any grocery store and look at the magazine rack, you know, it's 40 women's magazines and 3 men's magazines.
Yeah, that's the way we're
articles
wired
every month, you know.
Same thing over and over again, yeah.
Over and over again. What, you know, hair color, lipstick, or who to fuck, who not to fuck. I mean, all that kind of crap.
I definitely know what you're talking about.
No, but the self companies figured out their biggest customer they target are teenage girls, because then it's all about who likes who and that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's crazy now too, because these tech companies, they have so much data, because they can track everybody online, so they know who's shopping where. You know, if you bought this,
right,
you're probably interested in this, so then they can market specifically for whoever you are as a unique person. You know what I mean? So
yeah, they know who to target very efficiently.
Exactly,
yeah, yep.
Exactly. It's pretty cool.
Right.
It's a little scary though, because you don't know
the marketing, but
right,
but,
exactly.
If you want privacy, it's no good. You know, so.
Exactly. Exactly. I much rather prefer the privacy.
Okay. But 100 number. Do you have that number?
I'm sorry, Mark. What'd you say?
Give me a call in the office at the 6100 number.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
58.
Got it.
6100. And then we'll go from there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry, you cut out for a second, but yeah, I got it. I'll give you a call right in the morning then, okay?
Sounds wonderful.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate
okay.
your time, man. Have a great evening.
Thanks for your help.
Talk soon. Bye. My pleasure.